Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of EB Soulful Conversations. I'm your host, Tanae, and if you are all about growing closer to God, taking care of your mind, body, and soul, and living life that feels purposeful, you're in the right place. I'm so glad you tuned in today. Now, if you're someone who's been feeling like you're on this long, winding journey of personal growth and wellness, like you know you're moving forward, but the progress feels really slow, then this episode is for you. Today, we're going to be talking about trusting the process and embracing the journey, even when it feels uncertain. So if you're ready for some real talk, some inspiration, maybe a little bit of self-love, I'm going to need you to grab your favorite drink so we can go ahead and get into it. Well, we're going to be talking about progress and how hard it is. And that is okay. The journey isn't always glamorous. It's not always linear either. Some days you're going to be feeling like you're on top of the world, feeling unstoppable. And then you have those other days where you're like questioning everything, wondering if you're even on the right path. Is this for you? Like, all that's going to be in your mind. But let me tell you, growth isn't about perfection. It's about progression. And I don't know if you've ever felt like you're moving at a pace that's too slow, or that you're doing all this work and you're not seeing the results. Trust me when I tell you, the growth, that real growth, happens in those most quiet moments when there's no one even watching. So I want to challenge you right now to stop comparing your journey. All right. Do not compare your journey to somebody else's. You might see people who seem to have it all. And that's what social media does. Sometimes we look at people's life, we look at their stories, we look at their posts, and it looks like they have everything all together. Here's the truth. They've got their own progress. They have their own process. They have their own path. Your journey is unique. And the steps that you're taking right now are exactly what you need to be doing. It's the steps that you need to be taking to get you where you're meant to be. So let go of that pressure, the pressure to rush it, because you have to understand that growth happens when you are consistent, when you show up, even on those hard days when you feel like going crazy. Trust the process. It's going to look like a mess. It's not going to look like the way you want it. But you have to understand that sometimes you're in exactly the place that you need to be at the very moment. When we get to talk about uncertainty, because when we face it, we all deal with it at some point in our lives when we're uncertain. We want to know where we're headed. What does the end result look like? What's going to happen next? But that's the thing. Uncertainty is a part of the process. And I've learned that, like, when you embrace the unknown, that's when that realness comes in. When you begin to appreciate some stuff. When you let go of the need to control everything that's around you and what's going on. That's when the doors you didn't know existed begin to open. Think about it like this. You wouldn't even appreciate the sunshine without a little rain, right? You're not going to appreciate those good things that happen in your life if you ain't gone through some storms. So sometimes the moment of doubts, confusion, even when there's failure, those things will shape you into the person that you're becoming. Okay, let me ask you something. How comfortable are you with the idea of not knowing exactly where you're headed? Honestly, can you trust that it will be worth it? Are you trying to find it's definitely a mindset shift when we think about it. When you, like, stop over-obsessing over the destination, over the focus of what you're really learning in the moment, that's when you can see that big picture. We're all growing, even when it doesn't look like it. Every step, no matter how small, the step is in the right direction. Let go of the need to see the whole staircase and just take every step at a time. And let's not forget about the timing of things. Ah, if you believe in God, if you believe that He has everything under control, you gotta trust that everything is unfolding as it should. The hard truth, let's put it out there. Sometimes we want things to happen right now. That's just where we are. Microwave. I want my stuff right now, fast. But there's a bigger plan at work. God knows exactly what you need when you need it. And sometimes what seems like a delay is actually divine protection. Maybe you're not getting what you want yet because you're still being prepared for it. Or maybe there's something even better out there for you and you just can't even see it yet. It's frustrating when things don't move at the speed we want it to. It gets irritating. But that's when we have to sit back, relax, trust God, and remember that everything happens for a reason. You don't have to have all the answers right now. You just have to trust that the pieces are falling into place even when you can't see the full puzzle. So if you're in a season of waiting, uncertain, please know that God's timing is perfect. Keep doing your work. Keep showing up. Trust that your breakthrough is coming. Please. We have to understand that God is God. He's perfect. He knows all. He sees all. He's going to come through for you. Just let Him be God and let Him take control. Your breakthrough will come your way. All right, family? Well, that's it for today's episode. I'm going to go ahead and get out the way, but I appreciate you all for tuning in to EB Soulful Conversations. I hope you're leaving this conversation feeling a little bit more encouraged, a little more trusting in your own journey, remembering that progress is not a race, it's your pathway. It's uniquely yours. If this episode resonates with you, make sure you subscribe, share it with someone who could use a little reminder to trust the process. Also, please connect with me on social media. You can connect with Empowered Being LLC, EB Soulful Conversations Podcast, Instagram, Facebook. I would love to hear about your journey, what you're working on, and how you're embracing the uncertainty of it all. Until next time, keep growing, keep trusting, keep shining, and stay soulful, y'all.